Hello, and welcome back to Bold Statements. I am your host, Nick Goshalek, accompanied by my fellow friends,
Harry Montalvo,
and
Dan the Man.
And we come back to you with some great, great news that literally comes out of this world. We have now found water, liquid water, that is, on Mars.
Liquid flowing water on Mars.
Yes.
So, really, we could have left Matt Damon there, and it wouldn't have been that much of an issue. He would have had water.
Well, Ridley Scott's Martian, if that's what you're referring to, the water announcement just didn't make the cut. So,
yeah.
In the Martian, we have no actual liquid water mentioned. But
it might have been a little bit easier. Not that much easier, but if you had liquid
water. Now, have they said, like, how the water is flowing? Like, is there a river? Is there, like, a spring? Just, like, what?
It just magically, like,
it's magic water, basically. we don't know much about space.
Do you drink it? And do you, like,
you become powers? Powers? Yes.
Yeah, like, you can fly around space and time without really the laws of space time. You can kind of just teleport once you drink it, I think.
The only thing is you have to fight Thanos.
You do.
At the end of it all. Water on Mars.
Honest question. Have they said how it's flowing?
Well, yeah, I think it's in trenches and stuff like that. And the reason why it's still in a liquid form is it's seasonal. It has a lot of salt in the water, so it's freezing points lower, so that's why it's able to be a liquid state. That's anyway, so your thoughts now. We find water. What's next?
I mean, they already want to colonize on Mars. NASA has a program where people, like, pay to have an application, and they're going to select a group of people that will actually colonize it and be the first.
I heard that was a hoax.
No, it's
the Mars One program.
That actually program is legit.
Is it? Is it on any legitimate sources?
Well, it's through, I believe, NASA, because my physics teacher actually applied for it and was interested in going and being one of the first to colonize it.
I mean, I listen to Howard Stern. Shout out to Howard Stern. But when this was going on, there was somebody who actually was selected to the program. It was a woman. I don't know her name offhand. But she had called in and said, like, for a couple months she's been in the program, and, like, they haven't really talked to her about it and stuff like that. And it didn't seem like it was a real thing.
Yeah, I think it might be.
I don't know what to really take from that. I mean, she could have been just a BS caller. But, I mean, it doesn't seem. We heard a lot about that Mars program, and now we don't really hear
anything. Yeah, we don't hear any news.
And now with all the announcements with Mars and our space program, we just don't hear anything. So I don't think it's a.
I'm not sure if it's 100%.
Yeah, I don't think that's a true venture.
They should probably, like, refund the people that applied for it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a big case of false advertisement.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of.
Hey, you get a chance.
I'm sure they did.
Mars. Yeah, I can't imagine. But anyway, aliens, do you think we'll be able to see them in our lifetime? And if so, do you think it'll be something.
That's a tough question.
When we're, like, super old, do you think it's literally right around the corner? Do you think there's a possibility of aliens?
It's not right around the corner.
Then another question you have to ask yourself is, do you think we've already made contact and it's just been hidden? Because, I mean, really, if you think they're out there, like, why would they have waited? I feel like they would have maybe already tried to make contact, so I don't know. It's an interesting kind of situation to look at there.
I think there's a lot of questions, a lot of answers that, I mean, we still haven't explored our oceans.
I think
there's a lot of answers down there.
There will probably be some sort of event that's just going to be on a big enough scale to where there has to be some sort of disclosure about what's going on.
But yeah, because everybody's going to, like, witness.
Something will happen in our life with extraterrestrial contact, I do.
So do you think it's going to be, like, sooner rather than later?
I don't know, I would hope, but I don't know. It's one thing you don't know anything about, but I would like to remain optimistic, maybe, that, you know, there's something out there and that we'll at least get a glimpse into it. We might not know the whole truth, but at least get a little, like, glimpse into.
Look, I know what you're saying and all, but I fucking saw War of the Worlds. And I'm not going to sit here and fucking not tell you I'm scared.
It's a movie.
Not even a little bit. I mean, not for anything. You got, what, Tim Robbins? Or
Tim Robbins goes crazy.
Yeah, like, not only do you have to deal with aliens.
We're going to come up from the ground.
Honestly, when aliens invade, which they probably will, now you're going to have to deal with humanity. And, like, you know, this brings me on my next topic here, which is, you guys heard about what happened in Oregon.
Oh, God, yes.
I'm just saying, can you trust humanity now? Like, that's the bottom line of it, is humanity
never,
is.
You can never trust humanity. Humanity is, it's flawed. Everyone is flawed, and it's like, it's only going to get worse from here on out. The more technology we have and just easier to get guns, it's like, oh, you can find a website to get a gun, honestly. Mm-hmm. And go on some browser that's protected.
Well, this goes on back to the story here. The guy who did the Oregon shooting apparently had, like, purchased 14 guns.
Really?
I don't know if they were all on him at the time, but, you know, purchasing 14 guns. I mean, what really is the basis on having that many guns? I mean, he's a 22-year-old kid or something like that, our age.
Yeah.
Is he a hunter? I doubt it.
A city hunter.
Yeah, he's a city hunter.
Shout out to
Louis Pucci, if you're listening.
In Miami.
Yes. Slutty cheeses. But, thoughts on gun control. Do you think we should have some more?
I just think there needs to be regulations. A lot stricter regulations.
Yeah, maybe not owning 14 guns.
Why not have an insurance on a gun? Makes you think twice before you purchase it. Like, do I really need this gun?
Well,
have an insurance on it. It would make people think twice.
Dan the man?
It depends. I mean, if you're living in a city, you're not really going to need it for protecting yourself from wild animals like you would if, say, you
it's different. Nowhere. Yeah.
So it kind of would partially depend on where you live. But, if you're someone that's living in the middle of, say, like New York City, maybe you don't need to have 20 guns stockpiled in your apartment.
See, that's more or less my point. But I mean,
we make some compromises where there are people having, like, hoarding, like, you know, 8 assault rifles in their house.
I don't like guns. I don't think we should have guns. But I'm willing to understand that that's not going to be a realistic
Unfortunately,
option.
Unfortunately, yeah. There's so many of them out there that even if you take them from everyone that has them registered, there's still going to be people that bought them online without, like, or not online,
and also
on the street without a serial.
Yeah, illegal, and, you know.
Illegal guns are still going
to gun trade.
The thing is, though, places that did ban.
You pretend that we, you know, wouldn't happen, but there's a black market for everything.
Oh, everything.
There is a black market, but countries that do ban guns have
black market. I don't know. Like, black market doesn't seem good. A lot of black people own the market.
No.
Doesn't seem like a market.
Whoa!
No, I'm saying with a lot of racial tensions. Black people don't like white people. And as a white person, I feel like I'd probably be like, you know,
no,
hey Whitey.
No, the black market.
What you doing over here, Whitey?
The black market is just like, you know, stuff. It's illegal stuff.
Oh, okay. Like just like drug.
But unfortunately, like, the only examples I know of people that I've heard of that say they know about finding guns without serial numbers on them, like one was them scratched off, or ones that were like African Americans living in a ghetto community.
Yeah, I mean,
and like they said they could get an AK for like $400 or $500, which to me is ridiculous. With no serial number on it, it's an illegal gun. Like, it's not registered, and like you get caught with it, you're toast. But I mean, like, it's kind of scary to think you got $400, you can get an AK and like go rob like 20 stores or some shit. Like, I don't know. It's a weird world we live in.
Jack Nicholson once said in a movie, "I don't want to be a product of my environment. I want my environment to be a product of me." And I think that's what happens with a lot of these African-American teens. They fall victim to their environment rather than having their environment, you know, be...
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about how black people in the black market are reckless and fall into
there's nothing
bad habits because of their environments. And they kind of can't... How is it a bigot when there's statistics?
You're saying black people with the black market.
I was worried about if I went to one of these black so-called black markets, would
no,
I be...
the black market, it's not a store. It's
shut
a...
down
it's literally... What are you
doing? Dan the men's breaking down the tunes.
The black market it's not an actual market. It's not like a Costco or...
Costco, you get like a deluxe order of fried chicken. You can get like watermelons, like a crate of watermelons. Like, you buy in bulk, right? Black market.
This cheap racial humor going on right now.
All right. We're using humor to understand more or less.
It's a confusing time.
More about us, ourselves.
And make fun of white people.
A lot of people. Well, hey, we do that enough.
There's enough YouTube videos that, you know, speak in volumes. Going back to the Oregon shooter. I heard apparently he was singling out Christians.
Yes.
He put the gun up to people's heads and they asked if you're Christian, blah, 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 are you Christian?
So he basically
and then shoot him in the head.
Columbine shooters. Didn't they do that?
He's the Columbine people. It's rumored. It was reported by some media, but witnesses say that that never happened.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
So that shows you how sensationalist our media is.
They over...
Well, in the 90s, it was common, like, you know, you wanted Christianity to be on the news. Now they're like, oh, like, I don't know, they didn't really blow up the fact that Christians were being targeted, but if it was, like, honestly, like, white Christians that targeted Muslims, it'd be all over the news, and it'd be like,
I just want to give a shout out to the guy that saved the fucking day, he was a veteran.
Oh, yeah.
He took like 6 or 7.
Oh, the guy bullets. Who charged him.
Yep.
He charged him like 3 bullets. He got shot. He got up, charged him again. Got shot 2 more times. He's like,
yeah,
I can get up 1 more time. And he got up 1 more time. And I think he got shot 2 more times, but he ended up like taking
a real life Boromir.
Honestly,
Lord of the Rings.
As close to a superhero as you're going to get.
I mean, yeah, nowadays I don't think that's.
Yeah,
but like it's top something
a
like that.
A true hero.
I mean, yeah.
Hopefully there's just nothing that happens with the guy.
It wasn't a good situation, but it could have been worse had he not been there to step in and save the day, so to speak.
It's crazy. It's just a community college. Like, imagine just
that can happen of like,
you know, Valencia. Yeah, you
know, Valencia Community College, which is a local Orlando
Florida
community college, obviously.
There's a
ranked number one in the country among community colleges.
It's the best.
Actually,
it's the best thing Orlando has to offer.
Only
the diamond in the rough.
Really small class sizes, a lot of teachers that actually care what they're doing. I mean, they kind of deserve a lot of that recognition.
All right, now, here's going to be a racy question, but since Dan the Man's the only active Valencia student here, do you think anybody in your classes deserve to be shot?
Whoa.
Who deserve to be shot? I don't
know. No one deserves to be shot.
I'm asking a serious question. I'm seeing where Dan the Man's head is. I want to see his point of view.
I don't believe that as a human being I have the right to determine another human being's life potential, like whether or not they get the chance to live. So that's a question I just can't answer. I think that's between God and them, and or whatever the hell you want to call God. It's between the
universe
and them.
No.
But I'm not
no,
God.
You're not.
I don't have like
I'm God.
A God complex or God ego, so I just don't feel right. It's interesting because when I took a personality test, they told me that the job that I'd be really good for is either a lawyer or a judge, but I just don't feel comfortable deciding someone's fate or future. That's, to me, not really.
So you're not
so
down.
I'm dodging the question, is what I'm saying, basically.
Unlike those people who dodge bullets in Oregon.
I mean, they should have, like.
No.
They stepped the wrong direction. They went right when they show and left.
Yeah, you gotta run serpentine.
You gotta be serpentine.
You gotta be serpentine.
Just ask John.
No, that's
all right.
That's
let's get off. We did
rest
enough
in
coverage.
Rest in peace to the 10 lives.
No, yes.
Regardless of what jokes Nick is trying.
Yeah, we try to make light here on bold statements. We try to give our listeners a happier side to look at. You try to find the humor in
maybe, you know, there's some people like us that have a fucked up sense of humor that at least we'll get a little chuckle out of it instead of being depressed about it. That's the whole goal of making humor about it, but we do want to give our condolences to the people who were lost in their families.
Except the Jewish ones.
No,
I'm joking. That was a joke. It was a joke. It was a joke. See, it was an example.
It wasn't funny.
You know what, buddy? Why don't you back the hell off?
I need a fucking drink.
Dan the Man is about to indulge on some gin.
Gin time.
All right, moving on from the racial tension. I had to smack Harry into place.
First time.
Okay, we can talk about how the Pope has. Okay, now as a Catholic, I feel offended.
Catholic? When's the last time you've been to church?
Like 7 years ago.
It was the summer of 98.
Pope, listen to this.
Goosebumps was an everyday
Goosebumps
fixture.
Goosebumps was a rampant on Cartoon Network.
I was a big Animorphs fan.
Are you afraid of the dark?
Clarissa did explain it all. What were we talking about?
The Pope.
The Pope.
The
oh,
U.S.
God. Oh, God. So Pope came to America, visited D.C., visited Philadelphia, talked to some celebrities, talked to the president, obviously. Do you think we should have been as excited as we were? Because it was kind of like Beatlemania, that people were calling it Pope-mania. I mean, people were buying merchandise, people were selling merchandise. These events were going on, like, all over the place.
What's the importance of the Pope now? Is he still
he's the figurehead of the church.
I'm gonna say pass out of respect for anybody who believes in or practices a particular religion. I'll just say pass.
No, as a Catholic, I feel like you should just go full force into an opinion. It's like kind of having like a black person like sitting with you, like you feel more obligated or at least like more comfortable talking about black subjects. Like I'm a Catholic, so let's talk about Catholics. They're not good people.
I
okay. Know, I think there's bad and good in every religious belief. Or
Catholics are pretty pretty gnarly.
I mean, I haven't really. It's not like I've had someone be rude to me and I've been like, "Oh, what are you? Oh, I'm a Catholic."
Fucking Catholic. That explains it. You're fucking Catholic.
Yeah, it's not. I've never heard of this stereotype.
I can't tell you the exact. I've heard of the priest because I'm not a fucking Bible scholar, but I know in the Bible it says that the kingdom of heaven and God is present within every man, which to me means that you don't need a middleman, aka a father or a pope, to be able to explain the message of God to you. If you have the presence of God within you, all you need to be able to do is connect to your inner self, and you will understand the voice of God.
Couldn't have said it any better. Couldn't have said it any.
I'm not gonna call another man father when he's not my father. Like,
wow.
I'll call God the father, father.
Jeez.
God the mother, if you mean God as a female. But I just.
Oh my God! You guys are turning on God right now.
I'm turning on.
Whoa, no!
I'm turning on priests.
We're turning on the Pope.
For your fucking sins. Wait,
okay, first of all, when have we mentioned God or Jesus? We're talking about the Pope.
Yeah, the Pope is an invention of God.
Oh yeah, yeah. God goes.
Is the Pope in the Bible
about,
like,
who's about to die?
Supported in the Bible.
What
is the Pope's position actually supported in?
No,
the Bible?
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
So. It is not.
He just decided he's going to be a middleman between.
Yeah, that's a thing that was started by Catholics.
That's why, like, the Reformation
when they were killing everyone.
Oh, yeah. How dare you?
Yeah, that's why Martin Luther started his.
Martin Luther King.
No,
I have a dream. Martin Luther. All the fried chicken will be equal.
Martin Luther King Jr. is like my favorite historical figure.
Man. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love Martin.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Give me some of his speech. Give me some.
I don't know his.
Give me some historical fucking facts that your fandom of Martin Luther King gave you.
Well, he would preach about equality.
Oh, okay.
Instead of favoritism. Oh. Because a lot of people now, they want favoritism. like women. Women with the so-called feminists that are like the bad...
Anti-feminism.
He's putting, he's putting feminists in air quotes.
No, because there's true feminists who want equality.
Yes.
And then there's the feminists who want favoritism. And those aren't true feminists.
Yes. I saw a woman on Facebook, on a breastfeeding page or whatever... Actually saying that...
Get them titties sucked.
If you have a male baby that you cannot breastfeed them because you're giving them a jump start in life, and they don't deserve that over the women babies or the female babies.
So, it's just all about favoritism now.
So that they don't have, like, the best possible start of the, you know... Like, they don't have an edge or whatever, I don't know. It's to hold them back. So to me, that's not equality. That's just, like, sexism.
Okay, your thoughts on abortion?
We got enough people on this fucking planet if someone doesn't want to have...
Population control. Let's kill a few fuckers. Why not?
If the hot don't beat, throw it in the street.
If they're saying they don't want the baby... I don't know. It's hard
that's pretty... That's...
Look, man. It's a bold statement. At a certain point,
it's their constitutional right.
Separation of church and state. It's not about your specific religious or moral or ethical views on it. It's about if the individual person feels that that's the best thing to do, then that should be their choice. It's their body and their baby. They shouldn't be forced to bring a child into the world that's already over.
If it ain't got a heart, throw it in the back of Walmart.
Oh, no.
That's a good one.
That Natalie Portman movie. She had a baby in Walmart.
Hey.
Where the heart is.
Yeah. Aisle 4.
What? Yeah. Oh, Natalie Portman has a baby in Walmart in like...
V for Vagina.
It's a wall baby.
What? V for Vagina?
She had V for Vendetta. And then she was on Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis.
Yes.
And said, V for Vendetta, you had to shave your head. Did you also have to shave your V for Vagina? And she doesn't answer, and then he's like... Oh, okay.
I like Between Two Ferns.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, well, how about you stop plugging other shows?
It's far superior than Bold Statements.
How fucking dare you? How fucking dare you? Okay, moving on. Anybody seen any new movies lately? Any new TV shows, movies you want to talk about?
Sicario.
With Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt.
Benicio Del Toro.
Josh Brolin and Benicio Del Toro.
What'd you think? Thoughts?
Del Toro deserves some... Award nominations.
Okay.
For sure. Cinematography, beautiful.
Okay.
Josh Brolin did good. I wouldn't say...
Did Emily Blunt show her tits?
No.
What about that asshole? That sweet asshole? No.
asshole.
She is a woman, and she deserves to be in a normal role that doesn't objectify her or sexualize, you know.
Good luck with Hollywood.
You know? I mean, for real.
Well, this film didn't do that. This film treated her like a...
Alright, how about you put your dick back in your
pants? No, she was pretty much a damsel in distress, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
That's the one criticism I have.
Like, try to think of the last, like, strong, empowered female role.
Joy.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence. Madea goes to jail.
That's a man, so it's like saying Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner goes to jail. Which jail does she go to?
They have to make a new one, you know? She's the only one there.
Speaking of Caitlyn Jenner,
she went to jail for fucking killing
legally,
someone.
Legally is a female now, according to the courts.
Oh, no, dude, I just...
And changed her name to Caitlyn.
Yeah, but, like, is she going to jail for killing somebody in a car?
Alright, guys, you know what? I've always wanted to say this. I have a confession. And I don't think there's a better spot to do it than on
our own show. Do you want to become a woman?
No, I it's something a little bit bigger than that.
Okay.
I've, you know, since I was born on this earth... In 1993, September 17th at 11:08 p.m. in Syosset, New York, on Long Island. I've always felt, since I could just remember, I wanted to be a pig. And I could never explain this to anybody because they wouldn't get it. I tried to tell my mom, like, I would stick my nose up and make the pig noise. And they'd look at me like, all right, you're a kid.
Oh my
you're just a kid. You're playing around. You know what you're doing.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just sitting here thinking, no, guys. I'm screaming inside and trying to tell them, no, I am a pig.
As insensitive as that, as your little anecdote sounds, I can kind of see where you're getting at. Because as much as, no, well, not the pig thing, but as much as Caitlyn Jenner... No, as much as Caitlyn Jenner wants to be acknowledged as a female, science proves that she is a male. There's no... It's not the same thing, like...
DNA testing on her, she's gonna come up with, a, like, an XY, like, she doesn't... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, as a kid, man, and even to this day, I can't look at bacon and not get upset. Yeah. I get anxiety. I have a panic attack. And I can't be myself. And I don't know what to do. Do I transition to a pig? I don't know. Caitlyn has given me hope, but is it enough?
It's funny you mention that, because as a kid, I always wanted to be born a leprechaun. So, you know,
that's what I'm saying.
Anytime I see the Fighting Irish and their mascot running around,
you gotta embrace that.
You know, that was me, that I was just born that way.
We can transition.
We can.
And then if we could, then before that, we can murder somebody and then do it, and then it will be okay.
Wait, what?
No, that's the way it works.
I don't understand.
You kill them with a car. You kill somebody with your car. Then you transition to a beast, and then you get off with it.
Yeah.
What are you talking?
It's genius.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh,
the man. Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner, the man beast.
How is she?
What are you talking about? She killed. When he said transformation and jobs,
was it a guy
transforming?
Was it a man she killed or a woman?
It was a woman.
Oh, okay. She killed a woman.
She was
envious.
She was envious of a real woman, so
she had to like take one out. You know.
Also, by the way, I didn't really want to be a pig as a child. I don't know if anybody...
But either way, science would prove you're not.
Exactly. And to be honest with you...
You can't really prove...
Caitlyn Jenner is a pig.
Transgendered...
I can still say I'm a leprechaun, even though I'm like really...
Yeah, I'm a pig.
Transgendered and... Like, being gay are two separate things. Like, gay is obvious, like... You know, there's no changing that. You know, you're just into what you are. But...
Not according to the Baptist Church.
But thinking like, being like, you know what? I think if my body's a mistake. Money. I'm a woman. No, you're not. Like, you were born a man. So does it get to a point? Is it a mental disorder almost?
It's a psychosis, I believe.
Yeah.
If you got enough money, it's fine. Like, it's fine.
Well, that's what it kind of comes down to, because, like...
I mean, let them do what they want. Honestly, like, go... Like, it doesn't matter. Like, okay, if Caitlyn Jenner's happy, let her be happy.
Just cut off the penis.
Let it be happy.
No, let her be happy.
Cut off the penis, and then I'll call you a woman. Like, if you have no penis,
But do whatever you want, but it's like, at the end of the day, even if you cut off a penis, you're just a neutered...
You're a neutered male.
Yeah, you're a neutered male. That's all it is.
I don't know if you're actually going to be able to create the same sensation in a man, or in a former man, as you would be able to have in a woman having a real vagina. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think you can really insert, like, a... know.
Yeah, you got. You probably just have to fucking.
And now we got like.
There's
the Danish girl coming out, and there's another movie, some indie movie about like transgender, and it's like.
Somebody was calling Caitlyn like a. Like the Frankenstein monster,
that's basically a
science experiment.
Yeah,
though, like when you look at it, it's a man taking hormones.
It is. It's true.
And having boobs out.
And you'd think with all that money, you know, being used on surgeries to, you know, transform this man beast into whatever it wants it to be, you think there'd be some money devoted to fixing its eye. Like, there's a lazy eye that's really like prevalent in pictures I've seen, and it's just like.
That's the sexy part, you know. That's like
she's giving you a seductive look.
You or past you.
She's like,
you know, like
it's. How you doing, big stat?
It's kind of like a
what?
A guessing game.
How you doing there, stat?
Big old guessing game right now.
Yeah, and speaking of guessing games, Hasbro announced 4 more Transformers movies that are going to happen over the next 10 years. So,
will Shia LaBeouf be in any of them?
He's already done.
Yeah, I mean,
Mark Wahlberg was in
any movies from now on, do you think? Or
no, Shia kind of had like a mental break.
Nah, he'll be in movies. You know, he was in Fury last year. He was really good.
Look how well she's doing.
Well, she's doing better, for sure.
Shia LaBeouf's in movies.
She'll collapse right back into the same shit, I think.
All right, man. Way to be hopeful.
Her, you know, it's fine.
Amanda,
all right, you got to fuck one, marry one, kill one. Amanda Bynes, Shia LaBeouf, Caitlyn Jenner.
All right, so fuck one, marry one.
All right, what are the Shia LaBeouf and Caitlyn Jenner?
I'll marry Amanda Bynes so I can tap that every night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kill
the man beast.
I'll fuck Shia LaBeouf.
honestly,
kill Caitlyn Jenner.
Like, hey, at least I fucked the star of Transformers.
At least fuck him back for Transformers 2, right?
If we're playing fuck, marry, kill, I guess Caitlyn Jenner's gotta go.
Yeah, honestly, like, are you gonna fuck her, or are you gonna kill her, or are you gonna marry her? Like, I fuck you.
you'd marry an Olympic gold medalist.
Honestly, I mean, yeah.
If you can get the divorce like 3 years later, I'd save the money.
Speaking of people dressing up like monsters, your thoughts on Halloween? What's your guys' plans? It's coming up rather quickly.
I have no idea.
I haven't done anything for Halloween in a while.
Well, as you get older,
I dressed up. Someone that was like giving out candy at the house has looked at me like, really? And they even said to me like, really?
As you get older, it's just another night. Like,
I think I was 16 or 17 at the time. I was like, oh, come on.
I think that's probably around the last time.
People throw parties. That's it. It's just an excuse to throw a party.
Get shit faced.
Yeah.
But yeah, I enjoy Halloween. It's always been one of my favorite holidays. I just, it kind of is a bummer.
Any ideas what you're going to dress up as?
I kind of like to do that.
I kind of want to dress up like the man beast, Caitlyn Jenner, because like, honestly, I haven't seen something.
Why do you got to call her?
No, because I haven't seen anything scarier.
I've seen plenty scarier.
Like a werewolf or something. Honestly. Like, really just go hard on
her. I've seen plenty scarier. You don't got to be mean to her.
Hey. Honestly, Caitlyn Jenner murdered somebody. That's pretty fucking scary.
Okay.
I mean, like in a car, yeah.
Well, murdered two people. Murdered that woman and Bruce.
She pulled a Mr. Mosby.
Obi-Wan.
Pulled a Mr. Mosby.
Obi-Wan's like, Bruce was a pupil of mine before Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn's the Darth Vader of Hollywood. Okay, so yeah, I think Caitlyn Jenner would be my Halloween costume.
Did you hear that there is actually Caitlyn Jenner, and they put it in like the humorous section?
Yeah, and it's like a $70 costume too.
Yeah,
and Caitlyn Jenner's response to that, the man beast thought it was actually, you know, pretty cute, and you know, thought it was, you know.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's not cute.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Why are y'all?
What's on Caitlyn's waist? What is that dangling down there? Is that a ball sack, Lee? Lee, I was about to get home with her, man. Look, man.
All of a sudden, there was a love heart.
It was about to be rush hour in that ass, Lee, but then I saw that dick and I was like, no!
Anyway,
let's stop hating on Caitlyn Jenner.
That's a scary ball sack.
Gilbert Godfrey, ladies and gentlemen, he's back.
Welcome back, Gilbert.
Obviously, you want to weigh in on the Caitlyn Jenner news. What's your take on all this madness? This man beast madness, I like to call it.
She.
I thought it was scary when I got typecast as a bird. Huh. It's even more scary that there's a man with a penis claiming to be a woman. It's a disgrace to humanity.
I totally agree. Let them do what they want.
I said I'm out. Good day, sir.
Gilbert, thanks for stopping by.
Hopefully,
we'll see you next week. Thank you, Gilbert. Wow, Harry, I can't believe we get Gilbert Godfrey.
I mean, the comedic legend, the status of this guy, we get him on this little
Affleck.
Well, he's not.
Yeah, I know. We know.
It's Gilbert Godfrey. He's not Ben Affleck.
No, Affleck. He used to do the ads.
Affleck.
Gilbert, hey, you're back.
No, what are you talking about?
With
Harry?
The duck.
Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
All right, never mind.
I was also the parrot on Cyber Chase.
All right, that's enough out of you, Gilbert.
Yeah, that's enough.
It's enough.
You've overstayed. You're welcome.
It's enough, man.
You already paid me my money.
We had to fly you in, and you know, you want to do literally 2 minutes on our podcast. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you. We'll have my mom show you the way out. Yes, I live with my mother.
I can't see the way out.
Just admit that shit on the fucking podcast.
We're successful on our own terms.
Yes. 228 comedy.
We have our own definition of success here.
Success is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah. Okay. So, your costume choices. What do you think you're going
with? Kylo Ren. Easy. Star Wars.
Kylo Ren.
Force Awakens.
Oh, okay. I thought that was like a rapper, Kylo Ren.
No, Kylo Ren.
Sounds like an African rapper.
I have to find a Courtney Love, but I'll go as Kurt Cobain. Be really, really depressing.
Nice.
Like, I gotta have like a heroin needle sticking into my arm.
That's pretty cool.
Kelly Martin.
Kelly Martin?
Yeah.
Oh, your former girlfriend, Kelly Martin. Statue woman, was it?
No, your statue man? No. But hey, you know, she's blonde. You could have her be your Courtney Love.
There you go. Kelly Martin, a few interesting stories there. There was a rumor that she pooped one time and like you grabbed her butt and there was some poop on your hand.
Wait,
can you elaborate? There was a rumor about this.
What kind of rumor is this?
Look, it was spread around. We just want to get some clarification.
What? No!
Alright, so you did. Okay, I'm going to put it on record one more time, get it out there. You did not grab Kelly Martin's ass, and when you looked at your finger afterwards, there was no fecal matter on your hand.
No!
No fecal matter on your hand.
No!
Okay.
I mean, I'll admit disgusting stories, but that one is not
so there was, okay, no poop on your hand.
No.
All right.
What kind of...
caught me brown-handed.
You caught me brown-handed. Hashtag... All right, let's get that. Try to hashtag. Hashtag brown-handed.
Hashtag caught me brown-handed.
Okay. So costumes, somebody really
Kylo Ren, Star Wars The Force Awakens.
That's kind of a cop out.
No, that's alright.
You can go as Finn.
As Finn?
Yeah. Yeah, you just stole something.
No.
From
what?
From a bodega.
Bodega?
No, it was like Finn every time we see Finn.
Dagobah?
Every time we see Finn in the trailers, he's running out of breath. So yeah. I was like, yeah, he's probably just stole something. Like out of a Best Buy or a Walmart.
No, there's no. Okay, I'm not digging this. This racial humor we got going right now.
He's still sung
Harry. Harry Montalvo does not affiliate with the opinions of Nicholas Goschlack.
Oh,
neither does Dan the Man.
Neither does Dan the Man.
All right, here's a fun fact. Did you know Nicholas Cage turned down the role of Aragorn in Lord of the Rings?
God, thank God.
As a Lord of the Rings fan, how does that make you feel?
Happy?
Does it make you feel Happy Gilmore?
No. Sean Connery turned down the role of Gandalf.
Bees!
Thank God.
The bees! Imagine him doing that throughout the movie.
So, wait, they said Nicholas...
How did it burn? How did it burn?
They said Nicholas Cage turned down The Matrix, too.
Yeah.
Because so did Connery. So
yeah.
It's funny how they both turned down both series.
I don't understand. Like, you know,
Did no one have faith in Lord of the Rings or the Matrix?
Yeah, really. Like, just give Nicolas Cage there.
What role did he turn down?
In Lord of the Rings, he turned down Aragorn.
Well, in Matrix?
Neo.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was also going to be Superman.
Ugh. And Superman in a Kevin Smith...
Written.
Superman. Directed like really
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton. Yeah, it was like really dark. He had like long hair. It was a whole different like take. Never happened, thank God.
Yeah. Him as Superman, huh?
In all respect to Kevin Smith, but I don't think that was a great choice.
Kevin Smith's kind of like an older Seth Rogen, I feel like.
He's a more like, yeah, less he's a seasoned stone-y. He's a seasoned Rogen, like, okay. Yeah. So yeah, Dan, you didn't really go costumes.
Kirk and Bane.
Yeah, but I mean,
what do you want?
Oh, I'm gonna go as
Tonto?
Either George Zimmerman, Caitlyn the Man Beast Jenner, or I was really, really contemplating who's that one guy? He's a wrestler. I can't think of his name.
Brock Lesnar?
No, he's a 15-time John Cena. I've been waiting all podcast to cue this up, so.
Oh, man.
Trainwreck 2. Caitlyn Jenner's time is now. She got that dick, bro.
What?
I'm trying to rap.
That's awful.
You can't see.
You can't rap worth shit.
It's a franchise.
You're a piece of shit.
I am Lee. Lee, I'm a piece of shit, Lee.
All right. I think,
I fuck your sister, Lee!
That's some...
Kata! You don't talk about her like that!
You don't know her like I do! Alright, guys, I think we should wrap it up on this edition of Bold Statements. Thanks for being you guys, I guess, and,
it's been an interesting...
Just a quick question before you leave.
Quick question is...
Yes.
Why do you always go, this is the host, Nick Goshalak, and then I go, and Harry Montalvo? I thought I was a host, too.
Well, no, I mean, no offense to you guys, I just, you know, you're not as important as me.
Oh, so it's just, what?
You know, I like to say I'm the captain of, this is my ship now.
This is the last episode of Bold Statements.
I mean, I left it on a bold statement. I'll let you guys, you know.
I'm the captain now.
You know, it's my ship.
The new I'm the captain now, tell the truth.
Oh, the Will Smith,
tell the truth.
There's a Will Smith movie real quick before we go. It's about the NFL concussions. Have you seen the trailer for it, Dan?
Can we bring up the Will Smith song?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, we never, okay, yeah, which was a key thing here. Before we go, never mind. All right, big Willie style, Will Smith, one of the finest actors of our time, let's be real here.
He's a good...
He's the Fresh Prince. He's now the Fresh King of Bel-Air. But he had a music career before everything, and you know he took some time off now that he's gotten older, and he's finally come back to the music world and hit us with I don't even know how to describe it. Harry, take it over, guys. Help me out here.
What? Okay.
I won't call it
of a bomb because he dropped the opposite of a bomb.
I won't call it a song.
It was terrible.
Oh, so it's not good. You don't like it.
It doesn't deserve to be called a song.
If I could either like play it now or just completely wipe it from the history books, I think I would just go with the wipe.
I'm sure we could play a couple clips. Let's play a little bit here for you guys.
Oh yeah, look at that beat.
You know, I have a musically inclined mind. I can only think of ways to mix stuff and make it sound cool. There's no way to make this sound cool. Like, it's not gonna sound good if I really do it.
Go get.
Hold on. Let me stop.
Hold on.
Will Smith just said, "Hey, mamacita, grab me a beer." Now,
that doesn't fucking rhyme for one.
Well,
that's awful.
Wouldn't the appropriate thing, "Hey, mamacita, grab me a margarita"? Wouldn't that be more?
No, but he wants a beer.
A beer. What's a beer?
It's a beer.
I want a beer.
Beer is cerveza, so it's like...
It's
grab me a cerveza.
It's a Miller Lite. Give me a beer.
It's a Modelo. It's a Modelo.
It's an O'Doul's.
Oh.
Get me a beer.
Okay.
I had someone ask for an O'Doul's.
Did you, you spit in their fucking face?
No.
Okay, anyway.
I'm gonna wrap it up.
Okay, quick last opinion. We'll wrap it up on that. Your Harry, we'll start with you. We'll go with Dan Mann, and I'll finish it off with mine. Your opinion on Will Smith's new song. Do you think was better off keeping the music?
He probably should have never made another song. And he never should again.
Okay, I respect that. Do you have any plugs you want to give out? Are you going to...
What plug?
Well, Bold Statements is now on iTunes.
Bold Statements, yes, our podcast, our beloved podcast, Bold Statements, is now on iTunes. You can search for us, Bold Statements, with a period. All right, was you... Some issues with some other people named Bold Statements.
Bold period statements.
No, it's bold statements. Bold space statements period.
Bold space statements period.
Bold statements is in a sense.
But
bold,
you don't spell statement. Space. It's like
yeah, it's just well, just
it's
space.
The space bar you hit.
You hit the space bar. Hey,
the space between.
Where does an astronaut go to let loose after a hard day at work?
The flowing water.
You're close.
On Mars.
The space bar.